Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're well and indoors and feeling nice and dry. I hate talking about the weather every week at this particular juncture of the week, but I'm afraid it's pretty unavoidable at the moment. I hope you're sat, you're nice and warm. You might have a magazine or a book on your knee. I don't mind you reading while the programme's on, but please, if you do hear a track you particularly like, put your book down for a while and concentrate on the music. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live with me, a host for both hours of the show this week, John Yule. As I say, Sheffield Live is, as usual, on 93.2 FM. Right, I'm continuing for the first hour this week anyway with the third of 3 hours in which I'm featuring the best new releases from the year which has just passed. And we began with Emmett Cohen, piano player supreme, of course, and his album Vibe Provider. The track we heard was called Emmett's Blues and is one of the tracks which features his usual trio, in which they are joined by additional musicians. So we heard Emmett Cohen on piano, Philip Norris on bass. We actually heard Joel Farnsworth on drums on that track, replacing the usual Kyle Poole. And we also heard from Bruce Harris on trumpet and Frank Lacey on the drums. The album was recorded at Sear Sound Studios in New York City in January 2024. A year away now. Doesn't time fly? On to another piano bass lineup now. This is led by the Swiss bass drummer Alvin Queen, along with Carlton Holmes on piano and Danton Bowler on bass, making the Alvin Queen trio, of course. The album, Feeling Good, is named after the Anthony Newley and Leslie Bricker's composition, which is the title track of the album, which was recorded in September 2023 at the Tedesco Studios in Paramus, New Jersey. Here's the song which Rodgers and Hart wrote for the musical Boys from Syracuse, Falling in Love with Love, from the Alvin Queen trio. Falling in Love with Love from the Elvin Queen Trio. We are going straight back to CSL Studios in New York now, and this is a recording made on September the 27th, 2022, an album called Big George, one of umpteen releases which have made the US countdown this year from the very excellent Smoke Sessions label, which is probably my label of the year. The band here featured is called One For All, and the lineup is as follows: Jim Rotondi on trumpet, Eric Alexander on alto and tenor, who's had a very busy year this year in and out of the recording studios, Steve Davies on trombone, David Heseltine on piano, who actually composed the upcoming number. We also hear from John Webber on bass and Joe Farnsworth again on drums. As I said, a composition from David Heseltine, which is called In the Lead. This is from the album Big George from One For All. Thank you. From Paternoster Row in the centre of Sheffield, this is Sheffield Live 93.2 FM and the Swing Time Show, presented for you this week by yours sincerely, John Yule. A real highlight for me from all these recordings from the final, 12 months, the last 12 months, 2024, that I've been playing for the last couple of weeks in the game in this first hour of the show this week, a real highlight for me came from vibraphonist Warren Wolfe and his album History of the Vibraphone, paying tribute to the outstanding vibes players over the years, and in this instance, Roy Ayres, still playing at 84 and someone who has crossed many genres over the years. On this track, Vibrations, we hear from Warren Wolfe on vibes, Alex Brown on the Fender Rose, Vincenti Archer is on bass, Carol C.V. Dashiell III is on drums. Don't drummers have complicated names? The recording was made at G.B.'s Jukebox Joint at Long Island, in actual fact, on December the 1st, 2023. Here then is Warren Wolfe from his album History of the Vibraphone and a track called Vibrations.
Bye.
I think that's easily one of my favourite albums of the last year. Warren Wolf's album, The History of the Vibraphone, which is on Cellar Records. We heard trombonist Steve Davis 2 tracks ago. Here he is again at Smoke Sessions Records, leading the following lineup, which was recorded actually at the Smoke Jazz Club itself in Manhattan in October 2023. The lineup with Steve Davis on trombone then, we hear from on trumpet Eddie Henderson, on tenor Ralph Moore, on piano Renee Rosnas, more of her later on in the show by the way, on bass Essiet, on drums Lewis Nash. They are going to play for us a number, an old number, which is usually associated with Jimmy Dorsey and was composed by Gene DePaul and Don Ray. Here we go then with a lineup led by Steve Davis on Star Eyes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Star Eyes from Steve Davis, and the title of the album is We See. Right, you're listening to Swing Time with me, John Yule, here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, and it's time to do the gig guide, or what there is of it, this week. We begin, as usual, at the Lescar tomorrow evening for Jazz at the Lescar and a band called Unfurl, comprising of Olivia Moore on violin, Gavin Barras on bass, Jim Faulkner on guitar, Jack McCarthy on percussion, and John Ball on the tabla. And this is described as being meditative music influenced by contemporary jazz and Indian classical music. So that's down at the Lescar tomorrow evening, usual time. Cabanas, the Big Swing, they are out of operation at this time of the year. They normally take a break until sometime in February, when they're back with their regular gigs in February, probably towards the end of February, down at Cabanas. I'll certainly hope to try and be able to let you know. Sheffield Jazz at Crook Social Club on Friday this week, the 10th of January. Dave O'Higgins, Monkin' Around Quartet, paying homage to, as you may have gathered, Thelonious Monk. Dave O'Higgins, of course, one of the premier tenor players on the UK scene. I think this will be a very popular gig, actually. Attendances at Crook's Social Club for the Jazz have been very good over the last few months. As I said, Dave O'Higgins will be paying homage to Thelonious Monk, and this reminds me of an occasion when I was chatting to another outstanding British tenor player, Alan Barnes, when he was touring the country with a set paying tribute to Cannonball Adderley. And Alan says, it's amazing how our bookings have picked up since we featured a dead person in the band. Anyway, Dave O'Higgins playing Thelonious Monk's music, along with Sean Fife on piano, Luke Fowler on bass, and Billy Pod on drums. That's at Crook Social Club on Friday evening. Pianist Bill Charlap's new album was recorded live at the Village Vanguard, in New York, of course, on September the 9th, 2023. And with Bill, as usual, were the Washington Brothers, Peter on bass and Kenny on drums. The selection here was originally called Come On and Pet Me. I'm glad they've changed that title. That was a lyric composed by, or written rather, by Irving Caesar in 1923, a long time ago. This Vincent Heumann's tune is better known by the 1925 lyric from Oscar Hammerstein and William Carey Duncan. Here we go then with Sometimes I'm Happy from the album And Then Again, and this comes from the Bill Charlap Trio. Live at the Village Vanguard, That was the Bill Charlap Trio. Some 30 years ago, George Benson asked Quincy Jones, who we sadly lost this year, to recommend a string arranger for him. Q recommended Robert Farnon, and they recorded an album together in London. We've had to wait a little matter of 30 years for this album to be released. It was part of the arrangement when George re-signed for Warner Brothers earlier this year or sometime the year before. No, earlier last year, or as opposed to this year, which has only been going on for a week so far. I'm certain you know what I mean. Anyway, the album is called Dreams Comes True. George Benson meets Robert Farnon. Here is one of the more obscure songs, or the one obscure song on this set, and it's actually the cut I like best. A composition from Morris Brooks called One Goodbye. Here's George Benson with the Robert Farnon Orchestra.
One goodbye is enough. When you're losing your love, one farewell, when it's done, it's hell. What is there to tell? The second, the third time, know the punchline. One goodbye is enough. One good cry is enough. When you know it's for sure, let go. You'll be friends. By wishing and waiting, hoping and praying, what is there to be said when the news that you've read says that you never was? Let me tell you that one goodbye is enough. Let me tell you that one goodbye is enough, is enough, is enough.
George Benson with the Robert Farnon Orchestra. The last track that I've just played, that was recorded in London, and is one of the two tracks in this first hour of the show which wasn't recorded in New York. So here's the other one, recorded at the Troubadour Studios in Lansing, Michigan. Trombonist Myrtle D surprised everyone, not least of all myself, by deciding to play the baritone sax on his album from last year, which was very successful. Myrtle, of course, usually associated with the trombone. The album was called Grove's Groove, and we hear from Steve Davis, again, third time today on trombone, Jocelyn Gold on guitar, Bill Cunliffe on piano, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, and Rodney Wickett on bass, Rodney is also the arranger of the track I'm about to play. Composed in 1940 by Wilbur H. Bird and Teddy McRae, along with Henry Wood, this is a number which is always associated with and was first recorded by the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's Myrtle Deese then with Broadway.
Thank you.
Right, Broadway from Myrtle Deets. Please stay tuned with me for the second hour of Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.